This is totally not Danzig, and you're listening to the Shred Shack.
Greetings, folks. I'm Dan Mack.
Hey, this is Chris Mack.
Welcoming you to episode 189 of the Shred Shack podcast, your premier source of news and uninformed yet heavily biased opinions pertaining to all things heavy metal, coming to you bi-weekly through practically any streaming service, as well as airing from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday nights on Overkill Radio, as well as a follow-up on Fridays from 12 to 3 Central Standard Time. Let's get started with Previously On. Guess what? We already said this free flow episode because it's until the end of the year.
At least. At least. Shit's been going crazy.
So free flow episode. No Previously On. New Discord members. Welcome. Old business. We'll figure that out. New business. Let's talk about new album releases, of which I have none.
I was going to say, I don't think I have any. So let me pull up my Spotify, see if I have anything in my fucking library playlists here. Oh my gosh, excuse me. Let's see. 11-11. Let's see. I haven't even listened to it. It's the... Oh, no, I did. I did listen to it. It's the new Epica EP. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I also did listen to the new Last in Line EP. That was all right. I mean, it's a pretty standard, you know, dad rock stuff, so It's nothing special, really. And that's really the only thing I really listen to that's new. Maybe a little bit of the new War Kings, just a little bit. But today, we are recording on November 25th, Friday, new release day. I did start listening to one album today. It's a band called Elder. They're like a stoner fucking progressive doom band almost, and that was started off really good, really strong. I think it's like let's see if I can pull the album up right quick. I think it's like it's five songs and it's 53 minutes long, so the average length of song is 10 minutes, so it's like right up my alley. So
okay. Well, if we haven't been listening to new releases of, I intend to start listening to them, starting December, you know, hint, hint for what's to come in January. So aside from that, what else have you been listening to?
Podcasts, my normal crew on Monday, my podcast Mondays, hashtag, you know, they've got the Doom Pod, 70 millimeter, Austin Danger Pod. C Squared podcast is the chess one. Brian Shaw's podcast, 4-time World's Strongest Man. He's got a couple episodes out now that are new. So that's pretty much it. And like just recycling through the old shit from all of 2022. haven't really gotten too far outside of my normal loop at the moment. Just having stuff that fills in the empty space. And not really paying attention to anything. So, you know, like Soilwork Record, Unleash the Archers, Abyss. I threw in Ghost in there recently just because for some reason a lot of their TikToks have come across on my Instagram feed. So been definitely enjoying some of that. Really nothing out of the ordinary, nothing. Oh, only thing that's like relatively out of the ordinary is Brandy and I are very much into the whole Big Bend experience that we went on, and we already planned our next trip next October. We're just really about it, and we watched a documentary on it. We recently, I think it was on PBS or something like that, and we found the soundtrack to it, the music that was played in the background during the whole show, and the soundtrack was done by Explosions in the Sky, and so I've been listening to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. What have I been listening to? Well, I'm working on 10 word reviews for next year. I am down to 4 more bands.
God damn, dude.
To finish it. Yeah, I got up through June and then one or two more. because I'm trying to get ahead of things. Like this, basically this month I intend to spend in writing mode to like get prepared for the first 2 months, because you know I have it. This is why I have it all planned out, so I know in advance what I need to write, and I can just sit there and put aside the time. Like I know that starting next year I'm going to be doing 1 minute reviews every week. So I have this. I'm currently in the set time where I'm like, okay, here's the albums that I'm going to review, because no one's giving me any fucking suggestions. God damn it! So here's the albums that I'm going to review, and I'm writing reviews for them now. So I needed to write five, and I'm completely done with two, and I'm working on the other three right now. So at least get the first month out of the way, so that way we can focus on the next video that will come out after that. So
I just had to write my parts real quick for but that to do.
Yeah.
What's it called? December. I have to do December.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, and thankfully that one's quick. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But working on that a lot. Haven't really listened to anything really outside of the norm. You know, just there's always been those times like where I come across a random track and I'm like, okay, I just need to have that track readily available so I can listen to it. So I put it in its own little playlist. So the song Scatman, of course. Of course, that song.
Wow.
It's such a great song. Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty.
Interesting.
And the cover of Junior's Eyes by Black Label Society, which is fucking amazing. It's probably one of the best covers I've ever heard.
I was going to say, you've been raving about that for the last couple of days in the chat.
Yeah, because I keep listening to it. It's so good. So, but yeah, aside from that, I've spent a lot of time doing research for stuff, which I'll talk about that during my rabbit hole.
Oh, shit. That's exciting.
Yeah, so, that's pretty much been it. And since that was a short bit of time, we're going to skip over our normal commercial break. We're just going to cut right into the news.
Let's do it.
So let's go into Loudermouth, since it's the only news site that doesn't give me a virus. So, first up. Okay, we are recording this right now. It is Friday, November 25th. Right now it is 7:11 p.m. Central Standard Time. So this is the news, this is the latest news as of right now, that is actually worth a damn. Europe to begin recording new album in May 2023.
All right. So, hell yeah.
So yeah, Final Countdown Part 2. The countdown thing. Let's see. Rage Against the Machine bassist Tim Comerford launches new trio 7070. So that's the number 7, letter D, twice.
Yep. Yep.
So,
it looks like,
what?
I was going to say, it looks like the Decrepit Birth has been confirmed for the 2023 edition of 70,000 tons of Metal Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Just another addition there.
Yeah. Let's see. So a lot of interviews seem to have happened lately, and Les Binks, former drummer of Judas Priest, who played at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, says that KK Downing and Richie Faulkner got on really well at the Rock Hall, especially on stage. So good on them.
That's cool.
Not coming to blows. Ian Gillan was disappointed with the final production mix of Black Sabbath's Born Again. So was everyone else.
Did you see, I don't know if it was going to come up in the news here, but did you see that they are releasing a Tony Martin era Black Sabbath box set?
I did not hear about this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's going to come across in Blabbermouth, but I saw it on a couple different sites through throughout the day when it was announced.
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking it up right now. Okay, no, that's not what I'm looking for. Okay, well, whatever it is, it doesn't currently fully exist yet. So, it's probably just, you know, plans, because it's not available for pre-order or anything.
Right, but right.
That will be exciting. I will probably buy the box set and then give you all the other albums. So. Except for Forbidden. I don't think I would hurt you that hard.
I had to subject myself to that at one point, just when we did the 10-word review, so.
Yeah, you did. Nita Strauss to undergo surgery for torn meniscus.
Oof. That's rough.
Jeepers. Let's see. New Rammstein video for Adieu came out.
Apparently it's a very good one.
Sons of Iron Maiden's Yannick Gurs and Radiohead's Tom York team up on a new single, Red Skies.
That's probably very interesting.
That's an interesting combination.
Oh, shit.
Pantera, Disturbed, Monomarth, Arch Enemy, among more than 100 artists added to Belgium's Grass Pop Metal Meeting, which looks like a 4-day festival in Belgium. Let's see if they list more bands.
Yeah, this is in June of 2023.
Oh, Jesus Christ! They list all the fucking bands. I'm not gonna read them all off.
Well, it says more than 100, so.
Yeah, I just thought that they would say like, "Oh yeah, they joined the likes of yada 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 and so on," but no, they just list out every fucking body. So, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Slipknot, Pantera, Ghost, Gojira, Parkway Drive, 1914, Agnostic Front. You know what I mean? Yeah, just go look at the fucking list. It's crazy. All right. Will there ever be an official Queensryche band biography? Let's see what Michael Wilton has to say.
That wasn't a question that came up when you talked to him?
No, I didn't think of that. There was an unauthorized biography released in 2021. But, okay, so it said we had offers of people writing a book for us, and it takes a lot of time to organize and get everything done. But we're working all the time. So, you know, fuck off. We're busy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll write a book when we're done. This headline simply says Nickelback's Chad Kroeger is one of the great rock songwriters of our time.
Well, it's in quotation marks.
I know, but I am afraid to find out what this. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't open up anything. I've been trying to open them up, some of these articles that are coming up for me. So it's up to you. This entire episode is on you, buddy.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see anything that's worth talking about in that. So. Pantera to co-headline Finland's Rockfest in June 2023.
Yeah, they're really piling on the European dates. So we'll see if this show actually makes it to America eventually.
It just says Pantera. So are they going under Pantera?
I mean, that's what they've been doing, though. This whole thing has been Pantera, so.
Glenn Hughes celebrates 25 years of sobriety.
Good for him. Good for him.
So, Josh Todd said there are no fillers on Buck Cherry's upcoming album. Good. That means you can stop writing crap.
I was going to say, was that your entire career?
Yeah. Except for the two songs.
Oh, did you see the Chuck Schuldiner statue and Death Scream Bloody Gore collectible coming from Knucklebones?
Yes. In fact, I think I've seen the collectible. So.
It looks pretty cool.
Here's what you were talking about before. Tony Martin says a box set of his recordings with Black Sabbath will now arrive in 2023.
Woot!
So, yeah, that is exciting. Speaking of box sets, Motley Crue announces Crucial Crew box set, which I'm pretty sure is the first five albums. So.
I love the first comment says, I'm sure that's a very short collection.
Sebastian Bach jokes he's starting a new band called Hard to Work With ex-Skid Row drummer Rob Fuso. Well, if it walks like a duck and, you know, quacks like a duck.
If the shoe fits.
Dr. Feelgood guitarist Wilco Johnson dead at 75. I'm not familiar with Dr. Feelgood except for the Motley Crue album. So. The Misfits canceled New Year's Eve concert in Las Vegas. That's a shame.
Yeah, apparently it's due to unforeseen personal things.
So they're back in fighting.
Pretty much.
All right. Oh, somebody has been listening to our podcast or watching our videos because Firstborn, featuring Chris Adler and James Lomenzo, has a new singer called a new single called Intercontinental Champions.
For life.
For life.
That is like the sound of it. That is like the sound of it. It's like, man, that would be a great song title. Yeah. Go.
Life. For life. Just like the NWO. If you NWO, you NWO for life.
For life.
For life. Twisted Sister to be inducted into Metal Hall of Fame. I don't know where the Metal Hall of Fame exists.
It's in Eddie Trunk's mind.
Let's see. Oh God, Stained is finishing up a new album. Good grief. Metallica's Helping Hands concert to be live streamed on Paramount Plus. You can
watch. Oh shit! What? Oh, whoa, that is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring that article back up when I get a chance.
Yeah, get on that. Dokken to release the Elektra album, 1983 to 1987 box set in January.
Wild. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Heroes and Monsters featuring Todd Kearns, Will Hunt, and Steph Burns' debut album has been announced. I don't know who any of those guys are.
Excuse me. Did you see the one about the Black Crowes? Rich Robinson slams Stage Invader with a guitar at an Australia concert?
I did hear about that, and it's funny.
I mean, good on him for fucking defending himself and protecting himself from the fucking... You don't know what's happening. I mean,
we
all know what happened.
Yeah, shit has happened before, obviously. So, I mean, you gotta protect yourself with your guitar. If someone gets on stage, you gotta be throwing bows.
Dave Mustaine says it's time for Metallica to step up and organize another Big Four concert. It's entirely up to Metallica, I guess. Like, what? Come on.
Yeah, I mean... Pantera adds 9 shows to spring summer 2023 European tour. So more Pantera.
Yep.
let's see.
Lordi to release new studio album next spring.
After releasing 7 fucking albums in a row.
Yep.
Actually, it was originally supposed to be 10, so this has probably just been sitting on the shelf for a little while. Tobias Forge is trying to build a new vibe for Ghost's next album.
Okay.
How about going back to the vibe that's prequel?
I believe they just won the American Music Awards for their latest album. For best rock album.
But at the same time... I'm pretty sure, like, for Best Rock Album was also nominated Machine Gun Kelly, so I don't know how much credibility he has.
Good point. Point taken. So,
yeah. Mm, yeah. Winery Dogs announced 3-album early 2023 tour.
Very cool. Especially because Mike Portnoy just got off a tour with John Petrucci.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yoko Simpero wins 2022 American Music Award for Favorite Rock Album. Yep, there it is.
Nice.
Hey. John Bush rejoined Armored Saint on stage after sitting out shows due to respiratory infection.
Oh, shit. Well, thank God.
Gene Simmons drops another million from asking price of Las Vegas house. Someone buy my house, please.
Jesus.
Nurgle being a brat. Looks like Anthrax is slowly working on new material because the bassist is pretty proud of the material they have written for it.
So, they've been working on that forever, though. At least it feels like it.
Well, considering how good the last album was, you don't want to rush art.
I mean, sure, but damn. Bruce Dickinson goes to an Opeth concert in London.
John Corabi looks back on his time with Motley Crue. The universe gave me something that I needed for those 5 years. You gave me something that I needed, which was a very good Motley Crue album.
You needed that, huh?
I needed that. I absolutely needed that in my life. I didn't know it. I didn't know it until just this moment, but I did. So.
Amorphis is also confirmed for the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise.
Bruce Dickinson's next solo album, next studio album, sounds brilliant, says his longtime collaborator, which is probably Roy Z.
Right, yeah.
Yes, it is. Roy Z is an awesome guitar player.
Motley Crue and Def Leppard canceled 2 Brazilian concerts due to logistical issues.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Randy Blythe working on 2 new books.
Cool.
Big news here. What?
I was going to say, are they ordered biographies or what? Do we know?
I think he already wrote his autobiography.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's called Darkest Days. It's actually on my Amazon list for gifts. But big news here, Nightwish's Flor Jansen, I am cancer free.
Hell yeah.
Fuck off, cancer. So yeah.
That's all great. Right.
That is phenomenal. Marilyn Manson claims his career is in gutter and he's getting death threats and sexual abuse allegations. No duh. Your career has been in the gutter since 25 years ago.
Well, on a lighter note, Enslaved announces a new studio album, Heimdall. I can't open the article to figure out when it comes out, but it is coming out.
Run a James Dio documentary, Dreamers Never Die, to receive television premiere next month. That was written on November 17th. So during December 2022, you should expect to see a television premiere of Dreamers Never Die. Watch it. It's very cool.
Does it say where? Like what? Like, is it a streaming service? Is it like cable TV? What's
television
the
premiere on Showtime.
Motherfuckers.
Showtime.
Ugh, whatever.
Typo Negative guitarist Kenny Hickey finally got sober less than 3 years ago. Excellent. Good for him.
Good for him. Scrolling.
Scrolling. Ooh. Dave Mustaine says publishing discrepancy led to shelving of Metallica's expanded No Life to Leather release. So you fucked up, Dave. You fucked up.
And apparently, this discrepancy and this whole thing about No Life to Leather, apparently Dave Mustaine and James Hetfield were working on a project together, and that because of this discrepancy, that project got scrapped.
Mm-hmm. Well then. I didn't know this even happened, but Jeff Tate is still not back to 100% after his open heart surgery.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even know he had surgery.
Yeah, for real. That's wild. When did that happen?
Coming out of the blue of bands that have been dormant for 20 years and then suddenly have not just one album, but two albums to work on. Jethro Tull completes work on 23rd studio album.
Jesus Christ. What?
Suddenly they're like, oh man, we should release some shit.
My God. Here's that's ridiculous. Here's an interesting one, though. The church where AC/DC filmed Let There Be Rock video sells for $3.99 million.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pantera pop figures from Funko coming soon.
Did they already have? They didn't have that.
No, apparently not. This is going to be a 4-pack, no less.
Oh wow! Okay.
So,
Chris Jericho was unveiled as the bride on the Masked Singer competition.
I heard about that. Yes, yes, indeed. Speaking of Funko Pops, Ronnie James Dio gets his own Funko Pop, which I check the website every day to see when it's available.
Anytime now, any minute now.
Ozzy Osbourne is overwhelmed by his 4 Grammy Award nominations for Patient Number 9.
Yeah, buddy.
Good stuff. Once again, Funko Pop. Twisted Sister's Dee Snider gets his own Funko Pop.
Why does it feel like these should have already happened? Like, why are these like happening now? I feel like
they're going for like the second tier at this point. They released all the huge stuff, the top tier, like the Iron Maidens, the Judas Priests, and all that. And now they're kind of going for the ones that are a little like lesser known, but also have that big cult following.
I was gonna say they have like, are they going by like generation? Like, you know, like yeah. They're just hitting like the '80s now or something. What's going on?
Yeah. So. Biohazard's reunited original lineup announces more shows and plans to record new music.
Very interesting.
Yes. Moonspell cancels UK Ireland tour due to Europe's financial crisis.
Interesting.
So.
Oh man.
Deicide officially begins recording its 13th studio album. It's probably going to have something to do with the devil.
And that's the title of the album, Something to Do with the Devil.
Yeah, yada, 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 devil. Okay, so here we go with the Grammy stuff. So, Best Metal Performance nominees, Call Me Little Sunshine by Ghost. We'll Be Back by Megadeth, Kill or Be Killed by Muse, Degradation Rules, which I don't know why they picked that song in particular, Ozzy Osbourne with Tony Iommi, and Blackout by Turnstile.
These are the metal performances?
Metal performances.
Interesting.
Best Rock Performance nominees, So Happy It Hurts by Bryan Adams, Old Man by Beck, Wild Child by the Black Keys, Broken Horses, Brandi Carlile, Crawl by the Idols, Holiday by Turnstile, and Patient Number 9 by Ozzy Osbourne. I would love if Patient Number 9 won that. Because Patient Number 9 is a great song.
That's interesting.
And then Patient Number 9 is also on the Best Rock Song nominees, with some of the ones I mentioned before, as well as Black Summer by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm.
So... yeah, that is indeed a thing. So I hope Ozzy gets at least one of those.
I mean, he's nominated 4 times. It'd be great if he got one of them.
Let's see. Kiss has apparently settled on the final date and venue for their final concert. I'm trying to see if they actually mention what it is, or they're just kind of saying, hey, we thought of it. And too much to read. Spirit Box announces first ever U.S. headlining tour.
Sweet.
Merciful Fate to release 2 new songs ahead of full-length album.
Woo. Yes, exciting.
Rush bassist vocalist Geddy Lee memoir to now due in May 2023.
Very cool. Have you ever watched that documentary?
No.
Oh, it's so good. Beyond the Lightest Stage, so good.
Ted Nugent says Motorhead and Pantera's cover versions of Cat Scratch Fever lack the groove of the original. Of course you'd say that. You wrote the fucking song, you asshole. Gene Simmons undergoes procedure to have excess kidney stones removed.
What a great picture they picked for that one.
Yeah, seriously. He looks pretty fucked up on that one. Yeah. Do-do-do-do. Aerosmith supports disaster relief with American Red Cross vehicles.
Okay.
Yeah. August Burns Red announces 20-year anniversary tour for 2023.
Damn. Around that long. Oh, my God. Wait, no. I just had a moment. Like, 20 years ago is only 2003. It's like, yeah, that. Wow. That hurt.
Yeah, dude, don't hurt yourself.
That hurt.
Yeah.
My back, my knees.
Don't hit yourself in the old.
Oh, man. That one hurt.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, okay. Theory of a Dead Man, a Skillet announced Rock Resurrection Tour. Cool. Buckcherry completes work on great 10th studio album that apparently has no filler.
No filler.
Foreigner announces farewell tour.
I might get that Foreigner belt.
Yeah, I would go see that. Totally. Fucking Foreigner kicks ass. So,
So, Kurt Cobain's 1989 stage played smashed and signed guitar used on Nirvana's first U.S. tour sells for $486,400 at auction.
How much?
$486,400. Half a million, pretty much.
There's a fan of Nirvana that has that much money?
I'm sure it's a private collector.
Probably. Okay. Stunt Double Pilots bassist Robert DeLeo releases music video for solo track Love Is Not Made of Gold.
I didn't realize he's doing a solo thing.
Yeah. Stunt Double Pilots is only every so often, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Within Temptation, we'll release a few more singles before putting out next studio album. they're taking their time with that, because last one was 2019.
Oh, shit.
How do I know that? We just did a fucking video on them.
We just did.
And I'm amazed, because it got 7 likes. A video that doesn't have Pat in it, that just has us in it, got seven likes.
We're working on that brand. We're going to be taking over any minute now, Pat.
Yeah. I think we reached the end. Hawkwind.
Oh my God.
That was kind of a, there's a lot of interviews and just, you know, like.
Well, we're getting to that time of year where things kind of slow down for like new releases and stuff like that. People are kind of taking time off for the holidays. I mean, shit, 2023 is literally like, it's like almost just a month away. Just a month away, 2023.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. So, with that, let's take a quick commercial break. Strictly commercial. All right, and we're back. So that's pretty much the news. Not much going on. And you know, I think we're all the better for it at this point. I said I wanted to lay low for the end of this year, and I still firmly mean it.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing, though. I think it was like literally like right after we recorded the last podcast, and we were talking about how we're not doing any more concerts for the rest of the year. And then you bring up this one that's coming to Austin that I just had to go to. And it's on a fucking Tuesday. So I got to drive up to Austin on a Tuesday. But it's fucking Catatonia, Soin, The Ocean, fucking Cellar Dollaring, and fucking Oceans of Slumber all in one fucking show. Like, how can I say no to that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, what the fuck? God damn it.
Are you going to that show with Brandy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's at least a little taller than Lindsay. I was going to say, the venue, if it was just you, you could stand anywhere you want because you're tall and you could just stand all the way in the back and you'd have a perfect view no matter what.
For sure.
Because it's like three tiers and then there's an upstairs. And it's a very cool place. But like usually when I go see a show there, for the first band or two, I'll go down into the bottom area. And then I'll go into the top area and watch from the back, back, which is by the merch booth and everything. Which also, you know, if the bands are doing their own merch, you can go probably sneak and meet the bands.
Yeah, because when we went to see Astronoid, I think Brandy had a conversation with one of the guitarists. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that is a possibility. But it's just, it's a good place for sure. Just very unusually built. Like by the bar, if you're standing by the bar, like it seems like there's kind of a low ceiling, so it blocks view sometimes. Mm. But yeah, it's just you gotta position yourself a little right in that place.
Interesting.
But,
okay.
Yeah, you'll see what I mean when you get there, and you'll be like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, it's gonna be this is a new experience because I've never been to what's Come and Take It, I believe, right? Come and Take It Live.
Yes, yeah. Actually, right across the parking lot from Emo's.
Okay.
Which and the parking is free. Just you want to get there with, you know, some time to spare to catch a spot. So
not gonna happen. Not this time of year at work. I'm gonna barely probably make it in time. just being real.
I'm sure, but thankfully it's not hard to get to.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth drive.
Yeah, I'm excited for the show because like Catatonia is one of those bands that like if I don't see them now, I don't know when I'm going to see them.
Yeah,
and to share the bill with like Oceans of Slumber and fucking the Ocean, they're from fucking Germany. I never would have expected them to come here on a show like this. So this is a once in a lifetime gig for me.
Yeah.
So like again, there was like no fucking way I could pass it up.
Yeah, I gotcha. So. Yeah, you're a sucker. I'll just say that.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. That just means 2023. I might need to calm down. Although we have that one. All right. So there's a show coming up at the Techport that's like Black Sabbath. That Black Label. Black
Label and Anthrax.
Anthrax. Is it Exodus too?
I think it's Exodus.
Oh my fucking god! And then in February we're gonna go see Dan Cummins, the comedian. Mm-hmm. Which is cool. So,
okay,
like already, it's already getting fucking busy.
Well, I haven't done shit yet, so
I think you're set with your September trip. Okay, you're going to the fucking Netherlands, bro.
I fucking am, and I'm gonna talk about that. let's first talk about Crowdfunding Tracker. So we've been following the Queen of Hell Initium. Kickstarter from A Sound of Thunder, with 6 days to go right now, 561 backers. They're at 55,245. They are well past their goal. They are past their second stretch goal. And they actually had a Black Friday deal today where if you haven't already, or if you have, generally speaking, if you have contributed to the Kickstarter, you can be one of the first like 250 who respond who can get a free item from them. So oh, cool. it was I ended up picking a one of the comic books that they released in the past, which I didn't have from one of the Kickstarters, but they had a couple vinyl records on there and then like two different comics, so
very cool.
So that was cool. You just had to pay for shipping, so it basically came out to $7. But not bad. But anyway, the Kickstarter is, of course, like I said, it's already fully funded. So right now we're just kind of hoping for positive things. We're hitting the home stretch of things. So I would see that number go up by a few thousand maybe. But I don't know if they're going to make the next stretch goal. I have been proven wrong many a time in the past. But the next stretch goal is 62,000.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
And how much time do they have left?
6 days.
6 days. Okay.
Usually within the last 3 days or so, there's a huge rush.
Right, right, right.
But right now, that's where they're sitting. So they're sitting pretty there. As long as things stay there, or as long as, you know, you can't go wrong at this point. The shit's going to be made, period.
Right, so, for sure.
Yeah. So kudos to them, of course. And I just recently got the box for the previous one, the Crimson Cult. So I finally own the album, as opposed to listening to it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And I got all the cool little shit that came along with it. So
nice.
So yeah. All right. Shit I want. What do you want?
You know what? I actually took care of myself today. Today's Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, a big shopping day for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I had a couple things in my personal wish list, not one that I had like as gifts or anything like that. Something that like they were a little more expensive that I wouldn't expect people to buy for me. So I bought them for myself. And what I got is Brandy and I are really trying to expand our mileage as far as hiking goes.
Okay.
What I have a problem with is when we go on these really long hikes and I would like to sit down to like take a break to have lunch or something like that, I can't sit on the ground. It's too far for me. I tend to cramp up and it's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So I found these really cool fucking foldable, super lightweight chairs. And they were on sale today. They're $20 cheaper than they usually are. So I bought two of them, one for each of us. We went camping last weekend and it rained and it was cold and our tent is so old, that we got water in our tent. So we were very upset about that. And so we started shopping around for a new tent. And we saw that the tent that we wanted was also on sale today for the Black Friday sale. So we bought that today as well. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, there's this piece of workout equipment that I've been wanting for a while. But it was like really expensive. It was like $300. For some reason today, it was $66.
Damn.
And the thing is, like, if I didn't go into the app, I probably never would have saw it. And there was only three left when I went there. I'm like, I gotta get it. I'm not putting it off any longer. I'm gonna fucking buy it. So I bought it for myself. Mm-hmm. So fortunately enough, like, the camping hiking gear is gonna be here within the next couple of days, but that piece of equipment's not gonna be here until like January. But whatever, I could care less. As long as I know it's coming. And those are things I've been wanting for a while. So like, I'm just kind of like, you know, I just took care of myself today as a precursor to Christmas. So,
yeah, right on.
What about you? What do you got? I know I got your list of things you want. So,
yeah, I mean that's mostly it. I mean, I can talk a little bit more when I mention the rabbit hole, but I mean, I'm not even going to say much for that either. So, right now, kind of just want to get through the holiday, You know,
yeah, just I hear you.
I'm gonna start buying Christmas presents to get them out of the way. So you know, like people are gonna get their Christmas presents like early December, and they're gonna have to pretend like they're surprised. So that's simply the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
But taking care of all that now, and then, when January comes around, I pick my schedule back up again and just start plugging away at stuff. So ultimately in the end, I want money. So
yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Just to do all that shit. So,
well, my business is about to pick up for us at work. So, I mean, today's Black Friday. We won't feel it until tomorrow. We actually probably felt it a little bit tonight right now, but the rest of the year is going to just be fucking wild for us. So,
yep. Business be giving you the business. Up your butt.
Business is giving you the business.
Up your butt. All right. Down the rabbit hole. Where have you been lately?
I have not been down any rabbit holes recently, fortunately, because like sometimes that just kind of ruins me. So I actually have nothing to report on this one. I've been very focused. Like, here was the problem between the last time we recorded and right now. I was in training at work. So I did two different trainings last week, and they took all 4 days I was at work all day for 4 days. I was on Zoom calls, and it was awful. Oof. Not that the training was awful, but like just being on a Zoom call for that long of a time for 4 days was just brutal. I'm not used to that. I mean, I know a lot of people do that stuff for work, like on a regular basis. That's not usually what we do. We usually have like weekly meetings. They last about 45 minutes. We're talking 4 days at like 6 hours a day. Fucking brutal. So like I was doing that. I was waking up early to train, to hit the gym, and then go straight to work to hit that up, and then come home and then just kind of like crash because I'm exhausted from being social for 6 hours on camera. And then we went camping. We had a disaster camping trip because of the weather.
Yep.
It was rainy and cold. So we came we went out Friday night. And it started off okay. Like, it was cold, but it wasn't raining. But then it rained a little bit Friday night, which was fine. But then Saturday morning, it really started coming down. Mm. Our friend's tent got flooded. Our tent got wet. Everyone was miserable. And we were just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go back to the house. Let's hang out. Everyone just come here. Let's just chill, which was nice. But then, you know, we left everything there. So we had to go back Sunday to go pick up everything that we left there to come back. Ugh. So, and then this week, it was cramming about a week's worth of work into 3 days before the holiday. Mm-hmm. And then figuring out that I have to work today, which I wasn't planning on. And, like, I haven't had time to just fucking sit down and just fucking take care of myself the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of need that time.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. But sounds like you said, like, no chance, no opportunities for a rabbit hole.
No, but yeah, that's it.
Okay. My rabbit hole. I've been doing a lot of research on Arion things. All things Arion Lucassen.
Uh-oh.
A lot of research. Discogs research, which means nerd research, which means what do I have?
What do I not have?
What do I need? And who do I have to kill to get it?
Nice.
And I want to say one thing. So if you go on to Discogs right now, do you have the capacity to do this?
Let me see. I did refresh while you were in the restroom earlier. So let me see if I can go. Yep. Discogs. Okay. Here you go. All right. I'm here.
All right. Look for Arion.
Arion.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got?
Okay. Okay. So go down to Best of Arion Live. And click that one.
Best of Arion Live. I see it.
Okay.
All right. I clicked it.
Go down the page, and there's a part where you start seeing all the different versions of it.
Uh-oh.
Look for the one that says test pressing.
Okay. Best of Arion Live. Promo. I do not see one for test pressing yet. Get out of here.
Should be in the middle. It's a white cover.
I don't have one that's cut like it has doesn't have that. Okay. Wait, hold on. Wait. Yes, that's the one I clicked on.
Okay, so click on that.
I clicked on it.
And click on the images.
More images. So there's the one that's signed.
Okay, so it says Bidong Tank, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Test pressing number 9.
Uh-huh.
I bought that copy. That guy who put up that picture sold me his copy.
Wow. That's cool.
So I have that exact one coming to me.
Nice. How much does that cost you, if you don't mind me asking?
We're not talking about that.
Other employees don't talk about their pay.
What? We're not talking about that.
Okay. Lindsay doesn't listen to the podcast anyway, and you don't have to worry about it.
Seriously. Yeah. But I was like, when I went to go finish the order, I saw the name of the person that was sending it. I was like, that's got to be more than a coincidence.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
So I'm kind of stoked for that.
So you get the three vinyls. Oh, it's three vinyl. Okay.
Three
so
vinyl test pressing. Only 50 of the test pressing exist.
Yeah, you got number 9.
I got number 9.
That's cool that you got number 9. You know, the Beatles song. You, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, Revolution number 9.
Yeah.
Now that a lot of the albums have come out on LP more recently, you know, it's like, okay, I have to go back and get some of them and everything. They're doing a remix of Universal Migrator Parts 1 and 2. So I'm waiting for that to come in. And, you know, just right now, like looking at all this stuff, doing a lot of research and saying, what do I want? What do I need? What's going to make my collection look good? So, and basically the next year is going to be spent going through a lot of this and deciding on particular things and building a collection.
Nice.
So, it will be a lot of fun, and I will fight a lot of people for a lot of things.
You must be so excited.
I am ready for, I'm ready to I'm always ready for a scrap.
Yeah, I hear you. I think the only thing that my, like a rabbit hole that I can compare that to is, again, we've been talking, Brandon and I are really want to up our hiking experiences. In 2023, so we're doing a lot of we're going down rabbit holes with about, you know, Big Bend, because that's going to be like our yearly trip. We're going to go to Big Bend every year for the next like 20 years, and our goal in life is to retire and live on Big Bend as volunteer people. But we already booked our trip to Big Bend in October. And we also we've been eyeing this particular state park in Texas called Palo Duro. And we booked that trip for fucking April. Mm-hmm. And we also found out that like about an hour away from that state park is another state park called Caprock Canyon. So we're going to spend like, I think half the trip is at Palo Duro and the second half is at Caprock. We got Airbnbs for both of those. But in general, just like looking up, like I went to REI, which is our local like recreational equipment incorporator or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I bought a new backpack, and we're just like pouring over like equipment and stuff like that. Things that we think we're going to need for future hiking and camping trips. We were looking at like expanding our mileage. Like I said, we just killed Pete, our buddy Pete, on a 15 miler a couple weeks ago. We're planning a 10 miler in about 2 weeks at Pedernales Falls here in Texas. So yeah, that's our rabbit hole together right now.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good time. The early thing is not a good time, but
I was going to say we're dragging the family out tomorrow for a quick 5 miler. So
yeah,
at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, you're meeting us at the house at 6:30. We're trying to be at the park by 7. So,
okay. All right.
You can sleep in the car. We know you will.
Fucking A, right. I will. Bitch, I might sleep on the walk.
that's what Dad was saying. Yeah, he's gonna be sleepwalking through this one.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Like, just sleepwalking, just snoring away right beside him.
You should be good. I'm looking at the map right now. It looks fairly flat. You should be all right.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about being fucking tired.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, but of course, I'm going to catch the sweet nap afterward anyway.
Absolutely.
But yeah. So let's talk about a little light reading.
Oh, so I've had a little bit of quiet time at work, guys. I've been finishing up my work and just trying to fill up some time. I finally finished the last quarter of The Hobbit, which I had outstanding. Mm-hmm. And just today I read the prelude and the fucking first chapter of Lord of the Rings. So I'm getting into it again. Like, we're getting there.
Shit.
Yep, we're getting there again. So I just read A Long Expected Party, as well as Concerning Hobbits, which is the prelude in the Lord of the Rings. So we're getting there. We're getting there. So again, I still have to finish. I've been telling you guys, I've been talking about, I have a physical book that I read that's on my nightstand, and I have one that I have on my Kindle. And I have an actual Kindle as well as a Kindle app on my phone. So I always have something to read with me at all times. Mm-hmm. So the physical book I still need to finish is Blood and Fire, which is the George R. R. Martin Targaryen history book, you know, that the show House of Dragons is based on. Because then I'm going to go, as soon as I finish that physical book, I'm going right back into the Dune universe to finish books 5 and 6 of the original Frank Herbert 6 book series. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I get to decide what I want to do. So, but I have to finish those two first. And then the stack that I'm looking at every fucking time we record is just like, oh man. And of course, you know, just like you, just like Lindsay, just like all of us, we're addicted to bookshops. And like, if there's a bookstore I want to go to it, I'm more than likely going to buy something. And mm-hmm. I, you know, just got to try and read some of these goddamn things I have.
Yeah. There's actually, I went through my entire Amazon wish list stuff, and I had it separated by a lot of different things for a while, and I just put it back together into one, and technically two lists. One is just general stuff that I want to get, and one is the gift list. There's a third one that I didn't touch because it's filled to the brim with books. So I, like, there's a whole list strictly for books. So I added some of them to the gift list, but certainly not all of them. So yeah, that was nice. So but I haven't really had much of a chance to read. I've been trying to focus on things, and I've actually been successful lately. So, as far as focusing on what I the task at hand and writing and whatnot, so that's been pretty positive. So not really taking the opportunity to read very much. How about for your viewing pleasure?
So the only thing that I've been watching, like, on a regular basis is Brandy and I started, I think I may have mentioned on the last episode, the show called C-S-E-E. It's on Apple TV Plus, starring Jason Momoa. We're in the third season now. The series only has three seasons, and then it ended this October. The show is over. Three seasons. We're heading into episode six on season three. There's eight episodes per season. The show is great. It's really good. I really like what they're doing with season three with some of the characters, and it's a shame that it kind of they did have that some of these dynamics going through the whole series. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that it ended as it did. I'm hoping that a lot of the storylines get tied up, and it's not one of those situations where they got like where the show got canceled and was like a cliffhanger or something like that. I'm hoping like that there's some kind of conclusion, some resolutions. But again, I'm really enjoying it. It's a very fun and interesting show. Momoa is fucking fantastic in it. The woman who plays the evil queen is absolutely fucking obnoxious and horrendous, and which makes her a great character. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really good show. I'm really enjoying it. So,
okay,
yeah.
I have not. I have. We're almost done with Letterkenny. We have two more episodes to finish. I think the new season should be coming out pretty soon. But in the meantime, we're going to be watching the Harley Quinn cartoon. Mm-hmm. What I've been meaning to watch for the past 2 weeks, since I got onto a little bit of a kick with Black Label Society, was I went back and pulled out the Boozed, Bruised, and Broken Boned DVD, by the way, speaking of things that happened 20 years ago, we got that signed 20 years ago. Yep, I just hit you in the old.
Quiet.
But I pulled that out, and I've been wanting to watch it because it covers... it covers up to 1919 Eternal, which the first six, except for Blessed Hellride, Black Label Society albums, fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So especially Sonic Brew, and 1919 Stronger. Eternal. I'm not as big a fan of Stronger Than Death. It is a great album. But of the three albums I'd made, I'd say it's number three.
Woo! Okay.
So,
in that DVD, isn't Robert Trujillo his bassist on that tour?
I don't even remember.
Oh shit!
It's too long ago. I don't remember. yeah. So I've been meaning to watch that. And get into it, and I might write a 1 minute review on it. If I feel like it.
Nice.
So I've been meaning to watch that just because I've been so into Black Label lately.
Yeah, for sure.
But I have not had the chance to watch it. I have not just because that's going to be a free time kind of thing, and I just haven't taken the free time.
I hear.
But yeah, I want to watch that soon. Otherwise, I haven't been watching anything. I'm going to end up watching Survivor Series this weekend, probably on Sunday.
Yeah, I was telling Lindsay, I'll probably come to your house for that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that because that's definitely some pretty exciting stuff. So
for sure.
But yeah, that's pretty much been it. So, I think this is the point where we go on to our second commercial break.
Greetings, metalheads. Dan Mack here, and if you're a fan of putting a little heat on your meals, spice up your life with one of the many hot sauce flavors available from our sponsors at Hella Hot Hot Sauce. All natural, no preservative, and California-made, Hella Hot Hot Sauce provides small-batch artisan hot sauces made from fruit and pepper blends that emphasize aroma, taste, and of course, heat. With several flavors available, some seasonal, others year-round, and collaborations with members of Ghoul, Exhumed, Guar, and Hatebreed, there are plenty of options to suit your palate. Head over to hellahothotsauce.com and buy up a couple bottles now.
All right, and we're back. So this is normally where we start with concert news, of which we covered before. I saw a show.
Yeah, I was going to say it. I will have something to talk about next episode.
Yeah. I will not, because I don't think I'll be attending any shows the rest of the year.
I was going to say, aren't you just locking yourself in the house for the rest of the year, except for the hike tomorrow?
I intend to lock myself down and work my job, write my stuff for the Shred Shack, and that is mostly it. So I am just preparing for next year, because I'm going to end up making next year pretty wild. I'm gonna shake things up. Next up, we would normally have a bandage review, but we're taking this section out because I was supposed to remind myself last time to put two interviews in, and I forgot both of them.
That's why the episode is called No Fucking Clue. We don't know what we're doing anymore. What's going on?
That wasn't the last episode. It was like one or two before it.
Whatever.
But still.
See, no clue. We have no clue what's going on.
No idea. No respect.
No respect.
So let's just go on to Heavy Metal and Charts.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Preamble. So, as we've talked about before, typically there's not much heavy metal in the charts. So this section is kind of redundant. But because of that, Dan and I like to count whatever even remotely counts as hard rock or heavy metal, including greatest hits, classic rock, yada, yada, yada. And also, we have picked one pop artist to follow to be able to talk about a little bit more on the charts. And the pop artist of choice is Miss Taylor Swift. Now, I had already looked ahead a little bit, not ahead on the charts, but I think it was either the Billboard charts. I think it was either their Instagram or their Twitter account. And they had already said that Miss Taylor Swift has 9 albums in the top 200. So we know that number off the top of our heads. So we will be counting down her records this time. We know she has 9. We'll be going counting down and just finding out where they are. On top of all of that, Dan likes to know who the top 5 on the top 200 are and who Mr. Irrelevant is at number 200.
Yup.
So with all that said and done, are you ready for the Billboard charts?
I'm always ready.
All right, so number 1 is Miss Taylor Swift with Midnights. So we have to find 8 more albums in this chart. By the way, she was dethroned last week. She was at number 2 last week, and she has regained her top spot.
I wonder what was number 1 last week.
I want to say, so there's a couple of newer additions. Oh, it says it right here. Drake and 21 Savage, Her Loss, was number 1 last week, but they are at number 2 this week.
Gotcha.
Yes. Bad Bunny, Un Verano Sin Ti, is at number 3. It's Only Me by Lil Baby is at number 4. And a new release by Louis Tomlinson, Faith in the Future, is at number 5. I'm pretty sure that number 5 spot there knocked out Dangerous, the double album by Morgan Wallen, to number 6.
Woo, finally.
Yes. All right, here we go. And as a surprise, which I don't really follow him at all, but Bruce Springsteen has a new album out called Only the Strong Survive, and it debuts on the Billboard chart at number 8.
Like a boss.
Like the boss. All right, and now we start the scrolling. All right, so already, it's official. We are in Christmas season, correct?
Yes.
We're keeping track of Christmas albums now, too, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is Black Friday. It is official. We are keeping track of them. With that being said, Michael Bublé, his Christmas album, is at number 19.
Boobs.
It's not a re-entry, so it's probably already been on the charts for at least a week prior to this list. As a matter of fact, last week it was at number 48. Just a heads up. At number 20 is Folklore by Miss Taylor Swift, which is her second album. So we need to find 7 more on the top 200. Red Taylor's Version is at number 24. That's her third album. We need to find 6 more now.
It's like playing Where's Waldo.
Pretty much. Number 30 is Lover by Miss Taylor Swift. That's her fourth album. We need to find 5 more.
Okay, it's like trying to find Waldo in that one that's just all Waldos.
And number 35 is 1989 by Miss Taylor Swift. That's her 5th in the top 40. That's her fifth in the top 40.
And the really difficult part is you have to find the one without a shoe.
Right below Miss Taylor Swift at 35 is Rumors by Fleetwood Mac at number 36. Queen's Greatest Hits is at number 38. And the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, is at number 40. All right, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack, is at number 43. At number 44 is Evermore by Miss Taylor Swift. That is her sixth album in the top 50 of the top 200. We need to find three more. Three more. Let's see. We are doing our scrolling bit. As a re-entry here at number 53 is Hot Rocks by the Rolling Stones. Beatles Revolver is at number 55. Creedence Clearwater Revival, 20 Greatest Hits, the number 60. Reputation by Miss Taylor Swift is at number 61. That's her seventh album in the top 100 of the top 200. And we need to find two more. All right. Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, is at number 77. At number 79 is Fearless, Taylor's version by Miss Taylor Swift. That is her eighth record on the top 100 of the top 200. We need to find just one more. My Chemical Romance, The Black Parade, is at number 85. The Best of a Pentatonix Christmas by the Pentatonix is at number 88. There we go. Oh. Okay. Journey's Greatest Hits is at number 105. The Essential Foo Fighters is at 107. A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, various artists, is at 108. Christmas Classics by Bing Crosby at 111. The Andy Williams Christmas Album is at 113. The Essential Elvis Presley is a re-entry at 114. Thriller by Michael Jackson at 115. Follow that up with Black, Back in Black by AC/DC at 116. Pretty solid middle section right there. Nevermind by Nirvana is at 120. A new album from Louis Armstrong. Louis Wishes You Were Cool. No, I'm sorry. Louis Wishes You a Cool Yule is at 122. That's a Christmas album. The Essential Michael Jackson is at number 125. Oh, Speak Now by Miss Taylor Swift is at 132. That is her ninth album in the top 200 and the number 9 for the countdown. Might as well just call it a day right here, guys.
Seriously.
It's over now. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend, The Best Of, is at number 148. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Burl Ives is at number 154. A Jolly Christmas from Frank Sinatra at 158. Of course, these are mostly re-entries at this point. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, re-entry at number 165. Metallica Black Album is at 168. And just above them at 167 is The Greatest Hits of Guns N' Roses. LS Dunes is a side project of one of the guitarists of Coheed and Cambria and a member of Thursday. Their debut album, Past Lives, is at number 174.
Okay.
Not bad for a side project band. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry is at number 179 as a re-entry. Okay. No. Greatest Hits by Bon Jovi at 191. Greatest Hits of Fleetwood Mac at 193. Stranger Things soundtrack at 197. And Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Greatest Hits at number 198. And rounding out the top 200, Miss Irrelevant, is Ariana Grande, Positions.
Well then.
Do you find it strange that we have a bunch of Christmas stuff on the top 200 yet, but not one Trans-Siberian Orchestra record?
It's coming.
I mean, I'm sure it's coming. The tour is like starting like I think tomorrow or some shit like that. But I just find it funny and interesting that not one so far.
It's coming. Give it time.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, is Wham Christmas on there yet?
Oh, good point. Oh, speaking of that, not the sidetrack or anything. So at the movies, that's that super group that was put together during the pandemic, recording like songs from like 80 soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great cover of Last Christmas.
That counts.
No, see, you can listen to any cover. You can listen to any cover. It says it. You just can't listen to the original.
Okay.
I will be posting the rules when I come across them. You best believe.
You're gonna lose it. I'm surprised you didn't lose it today.
Well, no, hey, listen. I don't work retail. So I mean, I'm in a shipping company, and I have my headphones in.
No, it's going to happen. You're going to lose it.
Stop it.
No,
it's going to
be sitting there in HEB one day.
It's going to be HEB. I wear my headphones in HEB too, so like it may not happen, but it's going to be checkout.
It's going to be checkout. You're going to take them out.
Fuck.
And you're going to yell that out at the cashier, and they're gonna be like, "Did I do something wrong?" And it's like, "You,
God no. damn it, fuck!"
Or you'll pull another Times Square incident. No,
just shut the whole shit down.
Yeah, no, none of that. Don't embarrass yourself.
Oh man.
Yeah, just take losing gracefully.
Oh man, for sure.
Part of my concern is that I'll be in my car. I'll put on Jack FM, and Jack FM plays anything. So it'll play a fucking song.
God, for sure. I wouldn't even put it past fucking Kiss FM at this point. They might just throw it on there just for funsies.
Well. Fuck them. punk ass. Well, so I didn't come up with any discussion for today. I again was distracted and I haven't looked at any news or anything.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that is where we're going to call it. So it was a short episode today, which is nice because that means I get time to do more work.
And also go to sleep early so you can wake up early.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. All the coffee in the world. And on that note, we must make our curtain call because Warrior needs food and sleep badly.
Yes, he does.
And Wizard, you know, he does shit. You know, magic. So until next time, I am Dan Mack, Intercontinental Champion for Life.
And I am Chris Mack.
And we are the Slime. And Intercontinental Champion for life.
For life.
For life.
All right.